Red McGill, I met him at ballpark out there. St. Louis Cardinals used to come through Dublin. He was doing it 2 years in a row. And there's a man from home at Border Rangers from the plywood company down there. And he used to be traveling secretary for them, so they were playing Old Pup College, which is in Atlanta, you know where it is.
Yes, sir.
And a fellow named Frank Anderson, I believe, was the coach, and he always had a good baseball team. But Raff was the best sports writer I've ever seen. Well, after they made him assistant editor, he went up to Tennessee to this integrated college up there. What is it? You know who I'm talking about. Oh, it's in Tennessee up there. You've heard of it.
University of Tennessee?
No, it's not. It's a place out there they've had so much trouble. They've tried to close three or four times. And what is it, name of it, Mama? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Then he went to Russia a time or two, and he's been all over Red China, everywhere. And somebody sold him a bill of goods.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, he's been a left winger from all the way back.
Do you think he had communist influence?
No, I don't think he had communist influence, but I tell you what I think happened to him. He'd been brainwashed so much, so he was a communist and didn't know it. Let's put it that way.
Could I ask you a real personal question?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that, like, the Ku Klux Klan was a good idea?
Daddy, are you going to pick Mother up?
Yes, I'm fixing to go right now. When it was originally started, it was a good thing. But the last 50 years, it wasn't a good thing.
Oh, because they changed from what
John Doe and Joe Blow, Jones, and everybody else. But when it was originally created, it was a good thing. But since that time, it hadn't been a good thing. Am I right, Mom?
Daddy!
Yes, ma'am, I'm fixing to go.